This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Monday, July 31st, 2006. We have come to the end of July, people, and it's ending on a very hot note. It's been hot as hell. Actually, I think July has been the hottest month so far. I don't know about that, but I was having this discussion with a boyfriend, actually, and we were talking about which month of the summer is the hottest. And I was saying that, you know, as I was growing up, traditionally, August was the hottest month, but it seems like lately, in the last 8 to 10 years or so, that July has been the hottest month. So I was telling him that I think that, yes, we've had this really hot spell in July, but I think that August will be much cooler. And he disagreed and said that he thinks August will be just as hot, if not hotter. But like today, it's supposed to be like 95 degrees or up to 98 degrees or something like that. And then tomorrow it's supposed to hit 100. And of course, with the massive amounts of humidity, it's going to be worse. But actually, I didn't want to start talking about the weather, but I'm just saying that July is ending on a very hot note. It's very hot. I did want to say that this show, Thursday and Friday show last week with Homer were pre-recorded, so I didn't know about anything. And then I did see on the website, podcastsoup.net, that Mike Hipp's father died. So Mike Hipp, I'm sure you'll be listening to this at some point. My thoughts are with you, and I hope that you're able to get through this okay. I'm sorry for your loss. I know that everybody mentioned it last week on their podcast on Friday, but I had already pre-recorded that show with Homer, so I was unable to send you my wishes. So in any case, I hope everything's okay, and your thoughts are, you know, my thoughts are with you. So then I also forgot to, not forgot, but because the show was pre-recorded, I was unable to say that last week on Ramble Redhead show, I was a guest on his show. I can't remember what was Thursday or Friday. Let me think. It was Wednesday. I'm sorry, not Thursday or Friday. It was Wednesday. I was the guest on the Ramble Redhead show, and then on Friday, Ramble posted that he was nominated for the Podcast Awards, People's Choice Podcast Awards. And he wants you to go vote for him. So, yeah, do that. I don't really know anything about those podcasting awards, but congratulations, Tom, the Ramble Redhead Show. And if you want to check out the show that I was on, go over to rambleredhead.blogspot.com and check out Ramble Redhead Show. Now, let's get into what was going on this weekend. As you know, Homer was here on, he came Wednesday, and he was here from Wednesday to Saturday staying at my house, and then he went to Jimbo's house, and Jimbo is a blogger who was on the show last summer, I think, or I'm not sure when he was on, but anyway, while Homer was here on Thursday night, we went to see a music, ABBA the Music, and it wasn't the actual band ABBA, but this was a tribute band that I guess loves ABBA songs, and they were acting like ABBA, singing all their songs, and they sang all their songs, and they dressed like ABBA, they all looked like ABBA, and I had a great time because it was fun singing to all the ABBA songs. And the boyfriend didn't really care for the ABBA songs, but Homer and I were really getting into it and had a good time. And of course, we took some lunch and a dinner and a couple bottles of wine, just had a great time. But it was hot as hell. I was sweating the entire time. But it was worth it because the music was great. We had a really good time. And then on Friday, we took Homer to some wineries, because Homer is not a wine drinker. So we wanted to expose him to some wineries. So we took him to, of course, our favorite winery, Grey Ghost. And, you know, he did a tasting, and we took some lunch and bought a bottle of wine and enjoyed the, the scenery, because it was nice. It was, again, another hot day, but we had a good time. And Homer actually became pretty good at picking out the different flavors and berries and characteristics of the wine. He did a pretty good job of describing the wine. So good for you, Homer. And then we went to another winery, and actually got to taste a new wine that the boyfriend and I are going to write about on the our wine site. But anyway, Homer, I think at the end was not that he became a wine drinker, but that he at least tasted some other wines and could think about the wines a little bit more than he had in the past. And in the future, when he has wines, he'll be able to say, oh yes, this is a dry wine, or this is a sweet wine, or, you know, characteristics, some basic characteristics of wine. And I think he had a good time. I think he enjoyed that. And then on Saturday, I took him to the Metro, and he went into D.C. to visit with Jimbo and stay with Jimbo for the weekend. So, but then Saturday night, Jimbo was having a party, and it was, of course, a bunch of gay men. And Jimbo lives in the city in a English basement apartment of a townhouse or a row house, I guess you should say. And it was very hot in there, but that's what you should expect because he didn't have air conditioning. Well, he does, but it wasn't working that great. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that there was a bunch of guys there. He had, it was interesting because he kind of combined groups of different people together. Like, for example, there were about five or six bloggers there. And blogs, of course, that I read. And it was interesting because two of the guys I had not met before. So that was interesting and fun. And then he also had, because Jimbo's a rugby player, he's in a gay rugby league, I guess it is. Or maybe it's not gay, maybe it's just a rugby league. Anyway, so there was a whole bunch of rugby guys there. And then there was another group of people. I'm not really sure if he works with them or if he knows them from, I don't know how he knows them. But so it was interesting because there was like three groups, three distinct groups of people who Jimbo had invited. And they, you know, at first I was thinking, well, these people aren't going to mix very well. But actually, they ended up mixing very well. And the boyfriend was so impressive because, you know, when I go to parties and stuff, I'm pretty much a wallflower. But I was the only one with a camera there, so I was taking pictures, and for the blog, of course. And the boyfriend was sitting there, and he was he had like five guys listening to him talk about wine. And I was, not that I was getting jealous, but I was thinking, the boyfriend does really well in groups. So he was discussing wines, and everybody was enjoying his conversation. And then it was a short party because they were moving on to somebody else's house. But we stayed for about an hour and a half, and the boyfriend and I decided we would get going. So we left. But it was a good party. It was fun seeing Jimbo again and meeting the other bloggers and talking to different people about different things. It was fun. So then let's see. Sunday, the boyfriend and I went to wineries. Well, we went to one winery. It's a relatively new winery. And they had, here's the thing with a new winery that we haven't been to before. We're always thinking to ourselves, what if we don't like the wines? You know, what do we say? What do we write about? So forth. But we were pleasantly surprised, and this winery was really nice. It was brand new. They have a nice big tasting room. It was very well air conditioned, and we tasted their wines. They only had four wines because they're so brand new, but all four of them were very good. So we were very pleased. And then we were sitting out on the deck eating our lunch and chatting with each other, and this guy who was sitting at like the next table over was like listening to our conversation, and which at first I was thinking how rude, but then we got into a conversation with him and ended up not really making a new friend, but having a really nice conversation with them about wines and wineries and what we do for a living and all this kind of stuff. And they were really nice. And the funny part was that when we pulled into the parking lot, there was this car that had driven over the edge of the parking lot, like this asphalt parking lot that had like a 4 or 5 inch drop off. Well, they drove their car over the edge, and their front wheels were stuck on the other side of the, you know, they rolled down the 4 or 5 inches, and they basically were stuck there. Well, as it turns out, this was the couple that we were talking to, the guy and his wife, were the ones who drove their car over the edge of the parking lot. So they were having to stay there and wait for the tow truck to come and pull them out. So they had plenty of time to talk to us, which was fun, of course. But anyway, so we had a good time. We talked with them, told them about our blog. We took the laptop and wrote up another article for our blog, and had a nice afternoon. And then it was time to come home. And that was pretty much the weekend. But I think the biggest thing of the weekend was that it was so fucking hot. Of course, I already said this, and I'm really not looking forward to this week because the week is really, really turning out to be really, really hot. Now let's talk about some reality TV shows, because as you know, I'm a huge reality TV show fan, and I watch, you know, all the reality TV shows, and currently, I've talked about this, I'm watching Big Brother and Project Runway, and there's another one that I'm not sure many people are aware of, but it's on HGTV, and it's called Design Star. Well, it actually started a week ago or 2 weeks ago, maybe, but anyway, Sunday night was the second episode, and what they have to do is they're given these different challenges for designing either a room or a house or, you know, a section of a house or whatever. And this week they had to work in groups of three, and basically, you know, the judges tell you or decide who did the best job of interpreting the challenge and designing the room. This week, one group had to do a kitchen, one group had to do a living room, and one group had to do a master bedroom, and they actually all did pretty well, except for the living room one, which was very plain and very boring, and they really didn't do too much to the room, actually. So the one guy who was the little project leader of that group was kicked out. So maybe that was a spoiler. Hope none of you are watching that and didn't or haven't watched it yet. But anyway, I suggest you check it out, because it goes right along with that whole reality TV genre of, you know, kicking people off and having challenges and the drama between people and stuff. So if you have not seen Design Star, you should check that out. It's on HGTV, you know, Home and Garden Television. So I'm enjoying that. Now, the other one was, one of the other shows I'm watching, of course, is Project Runway, and I didn't talk about it from last Wednesday, but the little mousy girl, I think her name was Bonnie? Is it Bonnie? I can't remember her name. I should look it up real quick, but of course, I know people hate when you go on the web to do your searching while you're talking on your podcast, but I can't remember what her name was. BravoTV.com. But of course, those of you who watch, you know that Milan was kicked out last week. But, I don't want to do that. That's the video player. I don't want to do that. Where is the show? Project Runway. There it is. Project Runway. They don't say who's... Oh, yeah. Catherine was kicked off because her dress was too simple. I actually thought it looked pretty good. It was this cute, tight-fitting little dress with... three shades of green at the top and a little interesting edge at the bottom, and the designers didn't like it. They said it was too simple, so she was kicked off. But the previews for Wednesday's show that somebody's going to be kicked out because either they cheated or they did something wrong or something. So that's the interesting drama that's coming up on Project Runway. The one who won, I think it was Yuli, who designed that dress that had two different patterns on the top, or on the dress, with like the main dress was one pattern, and then the edging of the dress had a different pattern. I didn't really care for it, but anyway, she won. So there's another one, Project Runway, that's working its way, and I'm really looking forward to Wednesday's show, because I want to see who is getting kicked out just because of something they did wrong. Now, the other one that I've been watching, of course, and I've talked about it many times, and many of you have emailed me and told me that you enjoy it too, is Big Brother All-Stars, Big Brother 7 All-Stars. And this interesting thing, as you know, they do on Thursday, they tell you who's kicked out, and they get a head of household. Then on Sunday, they tell you who the head of household nominated for eviction. And then on Tuesday... No, on Sunday they did nominations, and then on Tuesday it's the nomination. What's the hell is it called? The little medallion that says like they don't have to. What is it called? Now I'm totally blanking on it. You know, they have a competition, and the person who wins the little veto. I'm sorry, the veto competition's on Tuesday. Well, anyway, last Thursday. We saw that Chase was knocked out, was kicked out, and Janelle became head of household again. Well, on Sunday's show, Janelle, by the way, this is a spoiler for those of you who have not watched it yet. Janelle nominated Mike Boogie and Erica. Well, the interesting part is that I already knew that she had nominated them because, as you know, Homer, my good friend Homer, was here. And Homer has a subscription to the feed that you can watch live what's going on. And he was telling me that you can find out who's nominated before the show because they talk about it, you know, all the time. So we got on the Real Player thing, which, by the way, I hate. I hate Real Player. Why can't they do it in QuickTime or in YouTube or something like that? I hate Real Player. Anyway, we got on there, logged on as his name, and started listening to that. And, you know, of course they're talking. And it's funny because when they say something that's either too revealing for the show or that they're like talking to the camera from to people, they will block off the screen with like these flames and stuff so that you can't hear what they're saying or see what they're doing. And that happened a couple times. But through listening to that and listening to the conversations, we found out ahead of time that Mike Boogie and Erica were nominated. So I already knew before Sunday's show that they were nominated. So that was kind of fun, actually. And then Homer was telling me that even if you don't, if you're watching it and you don't hear what they're talking about, you can, because there's these different websites that will reveal who, you know, who's been nominated and so forth. Because there are people who watch the show like religiously on the feed, and I mean literally every minute, and listen to every single word that's said, and they will post it on their websites and tell you exactly, you know, who was nominated and what happened and so forth. So to confirm our suspicions by listening to the conversations, Homer did his little website searching and did his, and found out, you know, I forget which website it was, but he read up about it and found that it was that Janelle nominated who did I say? Oh, Mike Boogie and Erica. Now, here's the thing. If they were smart, which they haven't been yet, they would get rid of Mike Boogie. Because as they've been saying, for those of you who don't watch Big Brother, I'm sure you're sick of this, but that's the kind of shit that's going on. I know that there are a couple people who do listen who follow it religiously. But here's my take on it. Janelle had her chance to put up one, both of them from Chilltown, which is Mike Boogie and Dr. Will, which I think she should have. She should have put both of them up, meaning that one of them would definitely be leaving. But now she's put up Erica and Mike Boogie, which means Mike Boogie could win the veto on Tuesday and get out. So that is the biggest mistake I think she's made. She should have put them both up because they need to get rid of one or both of the Chilltown too. Because they're the ones who are going to actually, I think, ruin the Season 6 Alliance. Because all those, as they were saying on the show, there's all those floaters, and those floaters really haven't taken sides with anybody yet. And they actually haven't even formed their own alliance, which if they were smart, they would. But they haven't done it. So there's like five floaters. And if they would just get together, then they could take out Chilltown and Season 6 Alliance. But it doesn't seem like, at least the way they're filming it and showing it on the show, it doesn't seem like they're even getting together on it. So, who knows? But now, in terms of who do I think will be kicked out? Well, that really depends on who gets the veto on Tuesday. So far, Chicken George is the only one who's used the veto this season. And I think it's actually kind of tough to use the veto because then you kind of put yourself up for the next time around, although it didn't happen to him. He didn't get nominated this time. However, he is eating slop for the rest of the season, which really sucks. That well, look at that shit. It looks like oatmeal, but who knows what's in it. I know I wouldn't be able to take it. I think Chicken George could lose a lot of weight eating that stuff. Anyway, I was going to say, who do I think would be kicked off or voted out? I would love to see Mike Boogie voted out because he's part of that alliance, and maybe without him, Dr. Will would, you know, flounder or whatever. Who knows? So that's my guess. But again, it all depends on the veto on Tuesday. Oh, and I kind of been talking way too fucking long about Big Brother. Because I do need to mention that at the end of this week, the boyfriend and I are leaving on a 5-day trip to Charlottesville to visit my father and to visit wineries. So starting, let's see, I think Wednesday will be okay, but Thursday and Friday you will not see, you will not have a show from Archer Radio, so you'll have to listen to somebody else. But I believe we'll be able to put out a show Wednesday, even though we're leaving Wednesday morning. So don't look for, well, you can look for a show on Thursday and Friday, but you won't see one, or you won't have one. But we'll be back next Monday, because I'm sure, well, we're planning to be back next Monday because we're going to come home on late Sunday, and maybe we'll be able to record a show on Sunday. But now I did want to mention, we did get a couple comments last week. The Skype cast seemed to be very popular. I've gotten actually a lot of emails about it, so thank you all for the emails. But I wanted to let you know that I definitely plan on doing another Skype cast soon. However, it may not be this week because I've just got too much going on. But it was very popular. We got two comments on Monday from Eddie Bang Bang and Beth. And by the way, if you haven't checked out Eddie Bang Bang's show, he and his friend Dave do The Family Jewels. I know I've talked about it before, but check them out. Then on Tuesday, we got two comments from Narik and Dave in VA, and he really likes the Craigslist dude, which is Eddie Bang Bang. And Narik was telling us about the temperatures in Spain, which sound like they're outrageously high. And then for the two Homer shows, Ying and Yang, I let Homer name those shows because I couldn't figure out. Because we thought the first one was kind of boring, and the second one was kind of good. So Homer was like, well, yeah, Ying and Yang, two opposites. So we had one good show and one, or one boring show and one funny show. And we heard from Calvin and Special Delivery Mark. And now, see, I think Calvin is a new listener. Let's see. Oh, no, he's a blog reader of Homer's. That's what he is. And he's got his own blog, blogspot.com. Huh, I didn't know that. I'll have to check out his blog. Anyway, that's Kelvin says, I'm totally shocked by Homer. I've read his blog quite frequently, and he's so much funnier when he speaks. And I'm a little surprised that you hadn't heard of lacto-ovo-vegetarians, which I have not. Homer's just adorable. Thanks for showing me what I was probably too dense to see from just reading his blog. Well, Kelvin, you're very welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed that. And then on Friday, the Yang show, we heard from Calvin again. He said, I really enjoyed this show. Hopefully you guys had fun at your musical. It was fun. And we heard from Vincent in Malaysia. Good job, Homer. Thank you for bringing us joy. That was fun. I think that's all. Yeah, that is all. So, all right. I've been yakking now for 22 minutes. I think I will end this. So, boys and girls, we'll be back tomorrow. I'm really hoping to catch up with somebody on Skype and have somebody on tomorrow's show from Skype, but we'll just say, actually, I really love to talk to Mark and talk about Project Runway and Big Brother. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Check out my interview with Ramble Redhead on his show, and I think that's all. So, boys and girls, thanks for listening. Until next time, bye.